He leaned back in his chair and ran the fingers of his left hand across the emerald sets of the chain he had inherited so recently from his father. He did that a lot, as if the chain were a sort of talisman, a comforting link between his father and himself. Merlin was confident that it was an unconscious mannerism on his part, but the Sajin felt a familiar pang of personal grief as it reminded him of the old king's death. "Brian is right about the necessity of dealing with Naaman and Hector," the new king continued. "There's always Gorja as well, but Taro can wait. At least, though, we know where we are with Naaman and Hector. Our options there have the virtue of straightforwardness, you might say. But then there's Chisholm. Have the two of you given any more thought to my proposal?"
"As a general rule, Your Majesty," Grey Harbor said dryly, "when the king requests that his first counselor and his archbishop give some thought to one of his proposals, they do that."
"All right." Caleb flashed a smile, although Merlin was well aware that in quite a few Safeholdian kingdoms, that degree of levity and informality from a first counselor might well have resulted in the summary replacement of said first counselor. "Since I'm the king, and since you've been thinking about it like dutiful servants, what conclusions have you reached?"
"Honestly?"
Grey Harbor's amusement transmuted itself into sobriety, and he raised one hand and waggled it back and forth in a gesture of uncharacteristic uncertainty.
"I don't know, Caleb. In many ways, it would be an ideal solution to at least one major chunk of our problems. It would probably reassure several people who are currently concerned about the succession, at any rate, and Benjamin is right about just how frightening that entire question is right now. But it would also result in some significant upheavals, and there's always the question of whether or not Charlian would even consider it. She's going to be in enough trouble with a group of four when they find out about her navy's performance against us. And, of course," he showed his teeth in a thin smile of approval, "your decision to return her surrendered vessels with no strings attached is only going to increase the suspicions of someone like Clintan or Trinaire. Trinaire, at least, is likely to recognize exactly why you did it," Stainer put in. "Clintan, on the other hand, is more problematical. He's more than smart enough to understand. The question is whether or not his bigotry and prejudices will let him understand."
"Stainer's certainly right about that," Merlin reflected. "It would be so much simpler if we knew which Clintan is going to turn up at any given moment. Is it likely to be the self-indulgent glutton, or the undeniably brilliant thinker, or the religious fanatic zealot Grand Inquisitor, or the cynical schemer of the group of four?"
"And Charlian and Green Mountain are going to recognize exactly the same thing," Grey Harbor pointed out. "That's going to be a factor in how they may react to your modest proposal. Turning up the pressure on them may not have put them in the most receptive possible state of mind."
"From what I've seen of Queen Charlian and Baron Greenmountain, I wouldn't think that would be too much of a problem," Merlin said. "Both of them understand the sorts of constraints we're facing. I won't say they're likely to be delighted by any effort on our part to manipulate them, but they're certainly going to realize there was nothing personal in it."
Both Grey Harbor and Stainer nodded in acceptance of his observation. They were well aware that Merlin's visions had allowed him to follow the inner workings and private discussions of Queen Charlian of Chisholm and her own most trusted advisers in a way no one else could have. "Having said that," Merlin continued, "I don't have the least idea how she would react to what you have in mind. I don't think the possibilities even crossed her mind. Why should it have?"
"That's certainly a reasonable question," Grey Harbor said wryly. "On the other hand, there was the way she reacted to your father's proposal for a more formal alliance, Caleb."
"The situation's changed just a bit since then," Caleb replied. "And let's not forget who Father chose as his ambassador."